USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Soon after Hurricane Ian moved through parts of Southwest Florida, Verizon moved in to try and help get some wireless service back up and running. Verizon Chief Network Officer Joe Russo said one of the first priorities was getting temporary service up and running for first responders in some hard-hit areas.
We have already deployed satellite technology to replace several of the damaged cell sites, particularly in Arcadia, Cape Floral, Fort Myers, Marco Island, and Northport. And we do that right up front to serve the immediate needs of first responders.
President Putin goes to the land grab in his version of Risk.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday signed papers to make four regions of eastern and southern Ukraine a part of Russia. Ukraine leadership says no. Western allies call the annexation a total sham. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke on Friday, standing with families from Uvalde, who lost loved ones in the Robb Elementary School massacre in May, and was demanding that Governor Greg Abbott be held accountable for what they're calling his inaction on gun control measures to raise the minimum age to purchase weapons in the state. The event in Edinburgh, Texas, comes ahead of a debate this evening. Here's Beto O'Rourke at the event.
It has been 18 weeks. Not a single thing has changed to make it any less likely that any other child in any other classroom, in any other community in Texas, will meet the same fate as these 19 children did on the 24th of May of this very year, along with their two extraordinary teachers.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hurricane Ian made its fourth landfall this week over the U.S. when it slammed into Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday afternoon. Ian made its landfall as Category 1 hurricane with 85-mile-an-hour sustained winds, plus the torrential rain and flooding. Forecasters warn the danger from Ian is far from over as the storm pushes north. North Carolina's top official, Governor Roy Cooper, imploring residents to stay out of the way of Ian's winds and the danger of flash flooding due to Ian's drenching rains.
I encourage people to heed the warnings of local officials and make sure you have a plan if you are in an area with a flood risk.
Airports in Florida are reopening.
7 of the 11 Florida airports that closed or suspended commercial service due to Hurricane Ian are scheduled to reopen by the end of the day Friday. According to a tweet, Jackson International Airport is one of those. Some airlines are expected to be operating on reduced schedules. According to the airport, and travelers are encouraged to check flight statuses before heading to the terminal. However, the state's busiest airport, Orlando International, did state that it did not have a timeline to reopen yet. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed 4 regions of Ukraine. Ukraine has submitted an accelerated application to join NATO. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.